You're listening to Wide Men Can't Jump on the Wide Men Radio Network, located at blogtalkradio.com/widemencan'tjump. This show is brought to you by the law offices of Stephen P. New at newlawoffice.com, stripcamfun.com, Atomic Comics and Collectibles LLC, located at facebook.com/Atomic Comics and Collectibles LLC, as well as at Stay Classy Meats at stayclassymeats.com, where you can use promo code WIDEMEN, save 10% on your order, and receive a free pound of Montana grass-fed ground beef. This show talks about NBA and covers all topics from all 30 teams in the league and includes guests from experts from all over the world. Make sure you're downloading us on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Stitcher, Google Play, FM Flash, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and more. Be sure to join in on the fun over at widemencan'tjump.com, as well as on our Facebook group, Wide Men Can't Jump, and follow us on Twitter at Wide Jump. Now, let's go to the flagship program of this Wide Men Radio Network. Here's Wide Men Can't Jump. Yes. Yes, we are back. Yes, we have returned. It is another week. It is another edition of Wide Men Can't Jump. And it is going to be a doozy. I'm your host. I'm Nate. And joining me, my co-host, as always, the Crusher from Canada, the Iceman Cometh, Tim Dombrova.
Oh, Nathan, it is not pretty here today.
I figure it's November and it's Canada.
-4 Fahrenheit this morning.
Well, it's a balmy 66 right now in Logan in Fahrenheit. So
we get a 70 degree swing.
Yeah, give or take.
Not snowing yet, thankfully. So
well, that's good news. That is definitely good news.
But that was enough to keep me awake during the draft, because I don't know about you, but it was a little bit of a snore fest, was it not?
Well, we'll get to the draft here in a second.
That only required a yes or no answer for this part.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but at the same time, I feel like it kind of, like, there was a reason why it was.
No argument there. I mean, but I only saw one person excited about the whole thing, and that was Bogus. who apparently stayed up till 12:30.
I got a few picks into the second round, and I crashed. I said, I can't take it no more. I'm tired.
The whole virtual thing doesn't work very well. But let's talk about some other stuff first before we get on to the draft.
We do want to tell you that a little housekeeping here. This week, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about the draft and a lot about the news in the NBA, and there's a lot. There is a lot to go around. Of course, we'll get our NFL pick'ems and things of that nature in. We're not going to have this week. We will have next week the return of Unsolved Mysteries. I know it's a fan favorite segment, but it'll be back next week. So we'll have that for you.
Yeah, fucking CNN will be reporting that.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. Big news, right? Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's dive into it here. NBA draft. Before we get to the draft, actually, let's get to a lot of the news, because I mean, you can't report the draft without what's going on in the league, because the moves began officially. You know, we talked about the rumored, what was going to happen here and there, but the move started early in the week, and it's just a lot of moves.
And then a few big ones supposedly that ended up not happening.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. I'm going to roll back here. I know we got a long Twitter to roll down here, because I tried to share as much news as possible here. It's official. Paul to the Suns. We saw that. Chris Paul was traded. We'll get to all that here in a minute, though. The NBA is targeting December 11th and 19th for the preseason. Teams can have 3 or 4 games. You basically have to request it. So we'll see about that.
So the Lakers will be playing none?
Yeah, possibly. There's a very good possibility of that. Some contract news. Nick Batum took his $27 million player option to stay in Charlotte. Nobody's shocked about that one. Again, there's been rumors of the Rockets moving James Harden. That has not happened yet. That's all just speculation. So we'll have to wait and see on that. Of course, Evan Fournier, he uses his $17 million player option to stay in Orlando. Here was the first real trade that went down. Lakers and Thunder trade Dennis Schroeder to Los Angeles, and the 28th pick in the draft went back to Oklahoma City. So those were some moves that were coming there. Victor Oladipo says he is firmly sticking with the Pacers. He said, "I am with the Pacers. This is what I want."
He was firmly with it after people complained that he hadn't said anything for 2 weeks, and then he finally decided he should probably come out.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But he did.
Reaffirm his allegiance, but from what I understand, it wasn't in the most convincing of manners.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is what it is, but...
Let's see here. Wesley Matthews declines his player option. He will be a free agent now out of Milwaukee. Rajon Rondo declines his player option. He will be a free agent now. Apparently the Clippers and the Hawks are after Rondo.
Now, did you hear that Bogus actually passed up his player option at the Sheets?
And is now
a buffet free agent?
I'm stunned by that, actually.
Well, I think this might have something to do with that. Like hibachis, where are those made? Like, is this a Chinese influence by any chance?
Maybe some overseas influences going on.
He might be in the European League next year. Do you see him making pancakes on the hibachi?
Hey, why not?
Oh no, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
I mean, it was still good.
Mr. King of the Grills. You guys are gonna have to have a grill off.
Bogus doesn't want that.
You don't want that because you know who Bogus' second is, right?
Who's that?
World eating champion Bruce Poban.
Oh God bless you and Poban's. Jeez.
What a team. Bogus and Poban's.
Yes, one makes it and one shits it.
We just need a J, and then they could be PB and J.
Well, we could pretend Giada starts with a J.
Okay, moving on.
All right.
Before I say something bad.
Chicago Bulls forward Otto Porter Jr. has opted into his player option, $28.4 million. Nobody's surprised by that one.
He drive the bus on Simpsons, that guy?
He might as well, because he sure doesn't do much in the NBA.
Otto, isn't he the bus driver on Simpsons, Otto?
You know, I'm not much of a Simpsons guy, believe it or not.
Well, I guess just picking this up and enjoying it. So
Tavius Caldwell-Pope has declined his player option, and he's expected to take a look at free agency. The Phoenix Suns have, again, finalized the deal with Chris Paul. They ended up trading Ty Jerome in that deal. It was Chris Paul and Abdel Nader for Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen Leck, and then that 28th pick from the Thunder. So that's kind of an interesting deal.
Is Contavious Caldwell Pope, did his mother or parents not like him? That they saddled him with Contavious? What a name.
Could be worse.
Well, it could always be worse. I mean, you could be Nathan, you could be Tim. I mean, those are horrible, but you know, jeez. Not everybody can be a Cade. I mean, you know.
Very valid.
thank the Lord, because the world can only really, one Cade at a time is probably a good thing.
Yeah. The Detroit Pistons have traded Bruce Brown to the Brooklyn Nets for Dazanon Musa and a 2021 second round pick.
Not Brett Brown, eh?
No, not Brett Brown. Let's see here. DeMar DeRozan has opted into his $27 million contract, and there are rumors circulating around DeRozan that the Lakers are wanting to try to bring him in to play with them.
Well, that doesn't really add up then, though, does it?
It doesn't.
I can't see DeMar DeRozan was already mad and where he was that there was too many other players. Why would he ever want to go to LA, where he will be absolutely no one there?
I'm not sure.
Or is that just more of the press thing of anybody who makes any amount of money and is available probably is going to go to LA, right? Or New York.
Yeah, I mean, to Brooklyn, yeah. Rockets are finalizing the trade to send Robert Covington to Portland for Trevor Ariza, a 2020 first-round pick, and a 2021 protected first-round pick.
Okay, the weird thing about that is you're trading the 16th round pick for a dude to get back a protected pick that will not be in the top, that will not be any higher than the one you gave up to get it. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me.
Basically, what they're doing is they're just trying to get
It's got to be something to do with money.
Salary dump, really. Covington's contract was kind of lucrative, and then the Rockets are looking to dump salary, take on expiring deals, and rebuild that way.
Looking to dump salary, trade James Harden. That'll take.
Well, they're trying. I mean, his salary is ridiculous, and Russell Westbrook too. I mean, neither one of those guys have been traded yet, so.
I don't suspect that Harden is going to be. I think the ask for Harden after some of the other deals we had is going to be so high that nobody's going to take it. Not only are you going to have to cough up whatever you have to cough up to get him, then it's going to cost you another 50 per year in salary. Like, I don't know. I mean, James Harden is good, but he ain't that good.
Well, here was the one that shocked you and I both, because we talked about this. New Orleans trades Drew Holiday to Milwaukee. Thirsty?
Sorry. Yeah, I was. I was trying to get the bottom of that.
I understand. New Orleans trades Drew Holiday to Milwaukee. In return, they receive George Hill, Eric Bledsoe, 3 first-round picks, and 2 potential pick swaps. My God. My God.
This one is just a bit of a baffler. Not so much that they wanted the guy. I can understand that. But, boy, talk about giving up a lot. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where you go with this one. I mean, the only thing I get out of it is that the New Orleans Pelicans have got more first-round picks than they do players. It's insane.
I shared this on the Wide Men Can't Jump group page, I believe. Or no, actually, this one I think I just shared on my regular page. But there's, you know, this was something that I noted and I thought was really cool from the Pelicans. Because if you're the Pelicans, you've got to be just gleaming after what you've done here. The Pelicans... Let me find it here. Here we go. The Pelicans have traded Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday, right? In those two trades, here's what the Pelicans have gotten back from Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday. 6 first-round picks, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, Josh Hart, and 4 pick swaps. That's what they got out of 2 players.
Who's the general manager in New Orleans?
You know, I'm...
Okay, exactly. We don't even know who he is. Man needs some press and a raise. Because, wow. Like, if your job as a general manager is to acquire assets and trades, he's certainly done that in spades. And then some. Of course, they still got to draft guys worth drafting. But
Trajan Langdon is the New Orleans Pelicans general manager.
Is he an ex-player?
I don't think so.
That name sounds really familiar.
He is, actually.
Did he play for Duke?
He played for... Yeah, he did, actually.
My hatred of Duke comes in useful.
He did. He played at Duke.
I was going to say, that name sounds hauntingly familiar for some reason.
He was selected by the Cleveland Cavaliers. He played with the Cavs for a few years, then played a lot of overseas ball and everything. But,
So he can't even be that old then.
He played for Duke in 94 from apparently, like, I think he redshirted a year. He got drafted in 99. He's 44.
Okay, so he's a relatively young general manager then.
Yeah, good for him. Pretty much.
Well, he must have learned something at Duke, because he's doing a bang-up job there, I got to admit.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a lot of praise, because he's really taking this, and now everybody's saying, well, you know, and I'll agree with this, picks are great, because picks have no history. You got to turn those picks into something, right? So that's something that you...
Okay, but still...
But I mean, still, you know, they have potential.
Would you rather be on a New Orleans Pelicans team with no first-round picks?
Oh, I mean, six? Of course. I mean, don't get me wrong, but... Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit. You can have all the picks in the world. If you can't draft well, then you're
well,
screwed.
Or
but I like to think that New Orleans has a history of actually drafting pretty well.
Yeah, or those picks end up not being very high ones.
Or that. Yeah. Or you're able to turn those picks into maybe veteran players. Because now you got a lot of assets.
And there's always somebody in the way the NBA is structured these days, there is always someone looking to move money for no money.
Okay. Exactly. Bad contracts, trying to get contract dumps and things of that nature. But that's a big trade there for New Orleans. And I'm telling you, New Orleans, I said it the other night, and I'll say it again, here in a couple years, New Orleans is going to be a team to be taken very, very seriously if they can turn these picks.
Yeah, and if not, Trajan Langdon will be an assistant coach at Duke.
I mean, honestly, he's really the fact that he got a potential three draft picks and two pick swaps for Drew Holiday.
That's okay, that one is
players.
That one's impressive, but I got to be honest, I find the Anthony Davis one to be more impressive because everybody knew he wasn't going to play there, so you weren't dealing from any position of strength on that trade at all, and he still managed to get a pretty good haul for a guy who everyone knew was never going to play in New Orleans again.
Yeah. I mean, both are great trades for the Pelicans, in my opinion.
Timberwolves should probably have a look at hiring him, eh?
We'll get to the Wolves here in a little while.
They did pretty good. So,
well,
a little bit of foreshadowing there. They did all right.
All right. Well, this was another one for Milwaukee we thought was going to happen. We thought there was going to be a sign and trade for Bogdan Bogdanovic from Sacramento, but apparently you read up on this. He put the kibots on this.
Bogdan said, "Hold on a minute."
He said, "Hold up, bitch.
I got a chance to see. Hold up. I got a minute. I got a chance here to maybe squeeze a few more dollars out of this if I play it right."
He does.
So, and as we both talked about off air, I cannot blame him for that.
Me either.
He played his 3 years. He got off of his rookie deal and is now eligible for at least some type of negotiations between him and his employer.
Yeah.
Or other teams to go back to his employer with. To me, that is a smart move. You should explore all your options when those options are available to you.
Well, he definitely is. So that puts a little bit of a squeeze on the Bucks, who are trying to build something here.
Yeah, but it's a bit like, you know, when you order up at the drive-thru, you know. Do I want extra bacon? Do I not?
Yes, you want extra bacon.
Okay, but okay, but if you had your order in mind, let's say, and you get to the window or you get to order and they present you with an option you did not know was available, you may stop to consider said option.
Oh, well, absolutely.
You know, those are on two for $1.29 today, sir. Well, I hadn't planned on having two, but by golly, I'll have two now.
You know, you make sense. You know, it makes sense. It always comes back to something to eat around here, but it works. It fits.
Well, you know, you go with what you know.
That's true. Then the Bucks find out Robin Lopez is declining his player option and will become a free agent. So Robin Lopez is on the move. Not Brooke. Robin was more the
and they said, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
Portland Trailblazers Rodney Hood declines his $6 million player option. He will be a free agent. He missed pretty much all last year with a torn Achilles. And so now we'll see where he ends up.
And again, they kind of said, okay.
Here's one out of Celtics land that a lot of people are scratching their head on. The Celtics and Gordon Hayward are extending a deadline to make a decision on the player option of $34.2 million that he is owed.
Now, Hayward. Is that because they have a chance to move him potentially?
Well, again, it's one of those, nobody really knows what's going on here.
Or they want to move him? Because if they didn't...
I don't know. That's a lot of money
Yeah, it is. But you would think if they wanted him, they would... Why would they care about the deadline? Like, yes or no, whatever it is. If we get you, fine. And if we don't, well, all right. We're going to have to make a move anyway. So I don't see why it matters so much on their side.
I mean, I don't know. But apparently they're giving him time. Maybe they want to keep him. Or maybe they don't. I don't know.
Like, see, I had read something that somebody had said that he was okay with moving. He just maybe wanted a bit more of a say on where he went to. Maybe. So I'll hold off on the player option if you can move me to a place where I'm more happy to go instead of you just trade me anywhere kind of deal. I don't know. All I know is that the money that he's getting paid or was getting paid, I'm not paying $34 million for him.
Yeah, me either. He's not worth that to me.
No, but, that's
according to according to a man who I discussed a lot with during the draft last night, a very special source. You may know him as Nick Hoff. We discussed Gordon Hayward being moved and the potential that could probably happen. So.
Well, I'm just going to say this. I mean, it's well known who has the brains in the Hoff family.
I'm going with Nick. He was smart enough to marry Danielle.
Okay, well, that's one. We did one good thing.
That's a big one.
I was going to say, well, but he's a truck driver. Throw that out there.
Smart truck driver. Marry the legal drug dealer.
Well, you know, and that's your freight most of the time, you know.
Shit.
You don't know it, but it is.
That reminds me of an old Mitch Hedberg joke. I like the FedEx guy because he's a drug dealer and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them probably. I mean, who knows what? Pretty sure Nick probably doesn't really care too much about what's in the back of the truck.
Long as the deck clears.
He probably doesn't want it to be heavy because he does have to move it sometimes. So
he's got a dolly.
Nick's got a built-in forklift. You see that, dude? me lift. I mean, he's a big guy. I don't think Nick has too much trouble moving freight. I think that's probably relatively simple for him.
Here was another one. James Ennis declines his $2.1 million player option and will be a free agent. He played with the Magic last year, so nothing major there. Shams reports NBA players are to return to their team's market no later than November 30th to begin coronavirus testing and can begin individual workouts from December 1st to the 5th after 3 negative tests.
Unless your name is Klay Thompson.
Yeah, Klay Thompson with that big injury there. We're waiting. He apparently hurt his Achilles, and we haven't heard yet. There's fear that it's a bad Achilles, so we'll see what
happens. That seems to be the consensus so far is that isn't good.
Yeah, we don't know the severity. We don't know how long or if he'll miss time. So any of that, watch our Twitter. We'll definitely update you on that. Jabari Parker, he will use his $6.5 million player option with the Kings. And
I
now
think Jabari Parker should have been involved in a wrestling skit. And The Rock could have called him Jabroni Parker.
That would have fit.
Which would have been good. Yeah. Sorry.
Rockets Wizards are in. Nothing has happened yet, but there is discussion that the Rockets and Wizards could possibly trade Russell Westbrook and John Wall. So there's potential that could happen.
Who wins if they make that trade one up? Who wins?
Whoever has the shortest contract.
Fair enough.
76ers, this was a big move. 76ers trade Al Horford and a first and second round pick for Danny Green.
And Al Horford's sister went wild.
Al Horford's contract was so bad, that they had to include a first and a second round pick just to get Danny Green.
Yeah, and I reiterate, Al Horford's sister went mad on Twitter, called everybody in Boston or in Philly a bunch of bastards, useless racist, et cetera. Oh, man, did she go off. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty funny to watch.
And then you know what she tweeted this morning?
What? I'm sorry?
All of the hate must be because I'm beautiful.
Oh, yes, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that was what it was about, lady. No one cared. Your brother was overpaid. That was the problem.
Well, Houston had acquired Trevor Ariza, and then they traded him and the 16th pick to Detroit for a future first-round pick. That gave the Rockets a hard cap, which was a hard cap team. They could use their mid-level exemption in free agency.
That's because Trevor Ariza did not pass the James Harden, Russell Westbrook personality test.
Apparently. You know, he'd been there before. Al Horford's sister's not ugly. I'll give her some credit.
No, she's not, but their dislike, Philly's dislike of Al Horford had nothing to do with her.
Yeah, sure. Very true. Here was one that shocked me. This one shocked me. I didn't see this coming. The Wolves trade the 17th pick in the draft to Oklahoma City. In return, they got picks 25 and 28. And Ricky Rubio, he's coming home, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess, you know, the fates felt that you didn't have anyone really to sling mud at in Minnesota.
Apparently.
I mean, you used to sling it at Ricky Rubio, so, you know.
Well, we'll see. I mean, so you know I actually didn't mind it. I didn't mind it, honestly.
He brings a little something that they don't really have, so.
Like, I don't like him as the face of the franchise. I like him as a decent role player who can, you know, who can do things and a good veteran presence. Towns likes him. The city loves him. So, hey.
He should be, I mean, he's a veteran player. He's been around. He should make them better, and that's, you know, that. Why else do you trade for a guy except for that reason?
Exactly. The Clippers traded the 19th pick to the Nets for Landry Shamet, and I was kind of surprised by that.
Didn't they also get...
The Clippers sent the 19th pick to Brooklyn, or excuse me, sent the 19th pick to the Pistons, and they got Luke Kennard back, did the Clippers, and then the Nets got Landry Shamet.
And they also
they did that move.
The Clippers also picked up 10 games of load management for...
You know, if you...
For Kyrie, for Mr. Leonard got another 10 games.
Oh, well, there you go. He's happy about
that. So he's good.
Oh, goodness. That's funny. And again, we talked about... I don't know if we talked about this. This was the last really big move of the night. Philly gets rid of Josh Richardson's contract. They trade Josh Richardson and the number 36 pick to Dallas for Seth Curry. So Josh Richardson on his way to Dallas. You got to watch out for Dallas. They're going to be tough.
Well, in Philadelphia, they did everything they could to try to get people who could shoot threes.
They did. That they did. And Doc Rivers is Seth Curry's father-in-law.
Can't say that didn't play a part in it.
I'd say it did. I would absolutely say that it
Doc
did.
Rivers wanted to speak to his daughter again.
But yet he hasn't brought his son in, so I'm surprised by that one.
Well, okay, but even he can't swing that miracle. Come on.
Elton Brand put his foot down on that one. All right. I'll tell you what, before we talk about the NBA draft, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back right after this. And we'll talk NBA draft. Let's hear from our man, Stephen P. New, who apparently now has thrown money at MLW. Steve is advertising a lot with MLW now. He said he wants a sports-based wrestling product, and he thinks we can get it. So congratulations to Steve.
No more jazz hands on AEW television shows?
Classic. All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Personal injury, product liability, workplace accidents, mesothelioma law, Social Security disability, unfair insurance practices, family law, employment discrimination, and more. All this can be handled at New Law Office with Stephen P. New. It's New Law Office with Stephen P. New. You can get your free consultation today by calling 1-800-208-9169 or 304-362-7345 for your free consultation. A new level of personal service, whether you've been injured or facing divorce or experiencing workplace discrimination, you can rely on compassionate, thorough representation from New Law Office. Be sure to contact Stephen P. New Law Office at newlawoffice.com or again get your free consultation at 1-800-203-9169. Stephen P. New, answers to your legal questions.
Thanks again to Stephen P. New, newlawoffice.com, for sponsoring the program. The great Stephen P. New. We'll have him on here within a couple weeks.
Does that not... okay, so Court Bauer is MLW, correct?
Yes.
Does this not put him in some type of conflict of interest with another product that he is involved with? As I said, person over there does not like Court Bauer.
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to use any names. That's why I'm speaking in.
I'm not sure on that, and I'm not even going to speculate because I'm not involved in it. But anyway.
Oh, well, then you better just shut your mouth about the entire draft because you're not involved with any of that either.
Oh, no, I'm involved with that.
I'll take over the expert analysis from this point.
Will you now? The NBA draft went down last night, and that's why this show's coming at you today and not yesterday, because we wanted to look at the NBA draft. So, here's what happens with the draft last night. First few picks kind of went the way we thought. And Minnesota takes Anthony Edwards. As a Wolves fan, I like it. I really do. I know a lot of people are commenting about, well, he's not that great on defense. And, okay, that's fine. I'll give you that. He's not. This is a pick based on potential. This is a pick based on this guy is an athlete. He can get to the rim. And we don't have many of those. We don't have just a stud athlete who can get to the rim.
We'll also make the argument that, okay, Wiseman is better on defense.
He is.
But he is not better at anything else. Ball is not good at defense.
No, he's even worse.
And was not the fit in Minnesota. So, or at least in my opinion. So that to me is if you're not trading that pick away, that's the guy you pick. Yeah. In my opinion.
Well, apparently they were fielding calls, but nobody was willing to pay whatever they were asking. So Minnesota goes Edwards. Warriors go Wiseman at 2. That's a good pick for them, I think. That's a category.
He's a better fit than the next guy.
Yeah, and then LaMelo Ball goes to the Hornets at 3.
Okay, let's talk about the delicious irony of this.
You brought it up. Go ahead.
Well, they brought it up on the telecast, and does this mean we're going to get the much talked about one-on-one confrontation? And even the telecasters were kind of laughing like that was never in, that wasn't in doubt 40 years ago. It's not in doubt now. Michael Jordan, LaVar Ball will last about 6 seconds out on the court with.
You got to remember, Michael Jordan is a dude that, like, he takes this stuff seriously if you try to.
Well, challenge. And he routinely is on the court with professional players quite often.
And he still takes a lot of them to school.
And he still doesn't stick out. So I'm going to guess that LaVar Ball, who I have to admit was probably, well, not probably, I read somewhere that he was a little bit miffed because they wouldn't let him speak last night. That was apparently one of the pre-draft rules that if LaMelo, when LaMelo got picked, Daddy would not be getting the mic. So that he couldn't say anything outrageously stupid, which is pretty much, is what he's kind of known for. I did have to laugh, though. What did you think of the fact that LaMelo, in his interview, told several teams that he was born to be the first round pick, like to be number one? He was born to it.
Well, apparently he wasn't, because he was the number 3 pick.
Yeah, apparently his interviews were rather, you know, you could go two ways with him. You could either be just totally blown away by the fact that this kid thinks he's the second coming of Michael Jordan crossed with LeBron James, and that's bad. Or you could take it that, man, this kid's got confidence dripping.
And that's a good, balls the size of
yeah, and that might be a good thing, depending on how you look at it. Because I did see, who was it? I can't remember. I think it was Detroit, who really made a point of all the guys they drafted were all solid. Like, there's no yahoos in their picks. They're all guys that'll fit into a team and not make waves,
yeah,
that sort of thing. And I don't know about, because I this is my problem with Ball. Upside out the yin yang, no doubt about it. Can't dispute that. But if he doesn't get to play as much as he thinks he should be, or that daddy thinks he should be, how long will it be before shit starts popping up in the press, you know, and all that stuff? And your franchise better be ready to deal with all that, is all, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Because it's going to happen sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Definitely coming. But that's Charlotte's issue now. So,
yeah.
But I think they made the right pick.
Well, I mean, based on, are you picking the best available player?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was him. So, no argument.
Bulls go Patrick Williams at 4. I thought it was a little bit of a reach. But he seems to kind of fit a niche that they're looking for.
That one I'm thinking is more of, okay, this guy's skill set is what it is. There might be other guys whose skill sets are slightly better than his, but we like this dude.
Could be that. Could be, you know, fits a team need. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. It's hard to judge any of these picks.
I mean, it's not a total miss on the surface. It's a little, there's maybe some guys who could have went higher than him, but it's not a total, like, oh my God, what's this nonsense. Yeah.
Cavs go Isaac Okoro. It's, you know, overseas. I don't know much about him, so we'll have to wait and see.
He played at Auburn, didn't he? I believe.
Did he play at Auburn? Okay, yeah, you're right. Right. I'm sorry. I got you. You're right. He did play at Auburn. I do apologize.
Well,
he did.
That could also be forgettable in the basketball sense.
But he's, you know, Cavs go with him. Hawks take Onyeki Okwangwu. This is a guy that played, he's a big dude, 6'9", played at USC. So this is a guy, he's a big athlete, a lot of, you know, big frame. So we'll have to wait and see what he can develop into. Hawks are looking, honestly, for that four position. They've got a lot in terms of, you know, they got guards, they got a lot of 2-3 guards, or twos and threes there, you know. So this, I think that's a solid pick for them. Killian Hayes gets drafted by the Pistons. He's a point guard out of France. This pick just screams desperation need for a point guard in Detroit. They are really hurting at the point guard spot. So Hayes, I have a feeling Hayes is going to be the guy right out of the gate in Detroit. They're really, really
struggling. He's going to get he's going to get a chance to play there. That's for sure.
All right. Now, are you ready for this one? The New York Knicks draft Obi Toppin at the 8th slot. And you know what? This was a really good pick, in my opinion.
I just assumed they picked him because, like, rappers, because Toppin, rockin', poppin', and all that. There's a lot of rhymes you can make when you're rapping.
Now, I like this pick for Obi Toppin. I really do. I think this was a good pick. This is a guy who is from the area. So he knows New York. He loves New York, apparently. Was the 2019-2020 Player of the Year at Dayton, of all places. He grew 7 inches from his junior year of high school to where he is now. I mean, I think that he's a good athlete. And I think this pick, to me, symbolizes that New York believes they are going to get Russell Westbrook somehow. I think because if they needed anything, they need a guard. They need a point guard. And right now, they don't have one. They take Toppin, which I think is a good pick. It fits more of a let's get the best player available than a need, because they got a lot of needs anyway. So I think this was a good pick by the Knicks.
I just hope he isn't flopping. because that's too easy.
I don't get it.
Well, we'll be topping, be flopping, you know, it's going to write itself.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's going to be writing itself, and Obi Toppin, please stop in with the flopping, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, now I'm going to look at a few picks here. Wizards go with Denny
Avija.
Avija, yes. Avija. I don't know much about him. Jalen Smith goes to the
That one was a bit of a reach. Not a huge reach, but a bit of one.
Suns, again, Suns are taking now what they need. I don't think they're looking for best available because they feel they've got pieces that they can.
That's a smidgen of a project there, in my opinion. But
Spurs grab a good one here. Devin Vassell, he played at Florida State. I think this was a good grab for them.
Only knock on him is he doesn't quite have an NBA body. He's a little small.
You
can fix that.
Fix that easily.
Yeah, that you can fix.
Kings take Tyrese Haliburton to go with the De'Aaron Fox. I like this pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I like that pick for sure. He fell, and they didn't. They're kind of unbelievable that he fell that far, and the Kings jumped on it. So they do have De'Aaron Fox. They have Buddy Murphy. God Almighty, Buddy Hield. I still call him Buddy Murphy. He don't even have the name Buddy anymore.
Might as well be Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah, really. So this was a great, good grab for the Kings. Here's one I really like. Pelicans take Kiara Lewis Jr. at 13. Here's why I like this. This dude is nothing but pure speed and push the ball. What do you need when you're playing with a guy like Zion Williamson? You need a guy that's going to run, push the ball, and just throw it up to him.
And he better be able to because he weighs a whopping 165, so he ain't going anywhere near the rim.
Yeah. So this is a guy that's just fast. He's going to push the floor, push the tempo, and that's what exactly the Pelicans are going to need.
It's funny you should say fast because when I heard this pick, I kind of wasn't paying attention, and I thought they said Carl Lewis Jr., and I went, what? Carl Lewis has got a son playing basketball? How did I not know this?
Well, there you go. Celtics take Aaron Naismith at 14. Magic with a solid pick. Cole Anthony at 15. Potentially point guard of the future there in Orlando. Good pick for the Magic, who finally was able to sign Chuma Okeke to his rookie deal. So, yeah, not Chuba Hubbard, as I said last week. Chuma Okeke. Now, here's where thinking. Now, this is the part of the draft, once we got out of the lottery and past 15, this is where the draft got just crazy. This is where the deal started rolling in. Isaiah Stewart was drafted by the Blazers, traded to the Pistons after being dealt to the Rockets. So apparently he's going to the Pistons.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, unless something changes. Then the Wolves take Alexei Pushkin. Yeah, I'm not even going to try that. And he's going to the Thunder. Because they
say that that's Pokusevski.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Big foreign player. He's going to the Thunder. They get the rights to him.
That just looks funny because that's Minnesota's never drafting that guy.
Years ago, they would have. Nemanja Bjelica, Alexei Shved.
This one for me is a reach. And then some.
Yeah, I thought so as well. But again, the Thunder aren't looking to win right now. They're looking to develop projects.
True. So.
Mavericks take Josh Green at 18.
Cousin to Seth, as I said last week.
And then the Nets take Sadiq Bey, who was traded to the Pistons after being first dealt to the Clippers. So he's going to go to the Pistons
Who apparently is a defensive wizard of epic proportions.
Well, Detroit definitely could use that.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's good for them. This is the name of the night. The Heat take Precious Akua.
I just can't not think about that movie when I hear that name.
Yeah, I'm the same way. The same way. The Sixers take Tyrese Maxey. I thought that was a good, solid pick for them. The Nuggets take Zeke Najee.
Yeah. You'll have to. Is that Is that some type of relation to Naj, perhaps?
Perhaps. Could be Naj. He's a big 6'11", 240-pound player out of Arizona. I think the Nuggets are just getting guys, and they're just putting them on the bench and saying, all right, here, learn from Jokic, learn from these guys, because they've got a lot. Nuggets are so deep. Let's see here. Knicks take Leandro Balmero, and then he's coming to the Wolves after that trade. So we take a guy, Barcelona, who I think is actually going to stay. He's actually going to stay and play in Barcelona. So that was kind of a drafting stash by the Wolves.
Don't know much about him, so.
RJ Hampton gets drafted, a good player. He's going to the Nuggets after first being dealt to the Pelicans. So the Nuggets will end up with RJ Hampton in this one. All right, now here's another one. The Thunder draft Emmanuel Quickley. He is going to the Knicks after being dealt to the Wolves. So the Knicks will end up with Emmanuel Quickley.
Love the name.
Yeah, pretty solid player, actually, from what I've seen of him. Good player out of Kentucky. So he was one of their better players. Surprised he went as late as he did, truthfully. Celtics take Peyton Pritchard. Then the Jazz get into the things. They get Adoku Azubuike, who's a rim protector out of Kansas. He's going to be basically a little Rudy Gobert, except less offensive games. The Lakers take Jaden McDaniels. He's going to the Timberwolves after being dealt to the Thunder. I really like this pick a lot. Late in the draft, the Washington player, 200 pounds, 6'10", freshman coming out of Washington. A lot of potential here. So I like that pick. And the Raptors take Malachi Flynn, and then the Celtics take Desmond Bane, and he's going to the Grizzlies. We'll just look at the first round because the second round. Trey Jones got drafted by the Spurs at 41. That could be big. Get him in Popovich's system. The first Duke player was taken at 32 by the Hornets. They take Vernon Carey Jr. So if you were worried about the Duke players, there they go.
A lot of Duke stank.
Kenyon Martin Jr. got drafted by the Kings and traded to the Rockets. And that's pretty much, there's a few other players here. Mr. Irrelevant, Sam Merrill, and he's going to the Bucks. So again, lots of players out there.
We're lots not gonna, of movement.
Not going to get too much into it there, but that's the draft.
Saying that, then who in your opinion, who's the winner, or who did real well?
I like, of course, I'm going to like Minnesota's draft, but I'm biased. So
okay, but they did do pretty. They did do well. They acquired some things they needed. So that's
can you win the draft by trading bad contracts? Because if so, I'm taking Philadelphia.
Well, they not only did that. I mean, they did get back a couple of guys that fit their team, so
I'm not hating what the Knicks did. I'm not saying they won, but I do like some of the picks they took. I think the Pelicans had a pretty decent little draft. It's hard to pick the winners and losers based on what we've seen, because again, we talked about this draft was a little bit of a snooze. I think the reason for that is no NCAA tournament. We didn't get to see these guys in the tournament. We didn't get to see them work out. There's not going to be a summer league. These are guys that got drafted last night. They're going to be playing professional basketball in about a month, give or take.
There's always a lot of talk about potential during a draft, but they used that word even more last night because it's all we've got, really. We don't have much of a track record for anybody, really.
Yeah. According to this, I think I'll agree with this. Winner of the draft, maybe Detroit. Pistons did a good job. This guy says the Minnesota Timberwolves were one of the losers of the draft. I don't know.
There was a few guys I read who said that too, because there's a couple guys out there that firmly believe that they should have taken Ball, and as soon as they didn't, that made them the losers. And I'm like, no, it didn't. But okay, whatever. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I don't agree with it.
I don't know. Just don't agree with that. I like him. the draft, they said the draft trackers were losers as well. people trying to keep up with all the trades.
Maybe it's the same people who make political polls in the United States. Really.
Hornets, a lot of people say the Hornets did well. Okay, I can see that. The Houston Rockets, losers in this. Maybe I can, you know, potentially. Sacramento, okay, I'll agree with that. I'll agree Sacramento did well.
Houston's only a loser, though, based on what everybody thought was going to happen that didn't.
Yeah.
And that stuff still could all happen. It just didn't happen pre-draft, so or during. Yeah. So.
Yes, I'll agree. So, again, that's kind of a, I don't know. It's kind of a,
I mean, I don't know that anybody.
Yeah, look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the draft like every year, according to the draft experts. They still couldn't win. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody like totally blew it out of the water, but I didn't see anybody totally just blow it either.
I will say this. I'm surprised the Knicks keep drafting bigs.
Well, that was kind of a trend last night. There was a lot of big guys got picked.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When all else fails and you don't know who to take, just take a big guy.
Yeah, for a league that claims the big man is dead, there's a lot of seven-footers getting picked last night.
Well, and again, that's kind of the thoughts on the draft. Again, we'll wait and see. Only time will tell how things work out, how things pan out. I like the Edwards pick for the Wolves.
Man, we don't know about last year's draft yet. Those guys haven't had time to pan out. And then with the way the year went, you know, stuff getting shut down and playing in the bubble and all this nonsense, we don't really know. I mean, I guess we'll give you Zion Williamson, I suppose. And actually, we really haven't even seen a big sample out of him to know.
We really haven't.
You know, whether the guys that went last year lived up to the hype. So it takes it. I think even unless you're like an unbelievably superstar player, and there's not many of those that come along. Exactly. They're very, very, very rare. Even good players.
Just got the news. You know, I'm sorry. Klay Thompson has suffered a season-ending Achilles tear.
Somewhere in an insurance adjuster just went, fuck!
Yeah. Because
somebody's paying for that, and it isn't going to be the Golden State.
Yeah.
That sucks, because that guy, his luck could be. Well, now, okay, let's take this in a different direction. If that's the case, now does Golden State have to make a move?
Again, I don't know.
And if so, who do they move for? Like, who replaces him?
It's hard to replace that guy.
So, but that's got to put a hamper in their plans, whatever they were.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, now, does he get into any trouble for this, that he's out practicing when he's not supposed to be, technically?
Again, it's all how you classify it.
I don't know what he may. He obviously didn't have anything in his contract that said he couldn't be, I assume.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's a huge news break. That literally just, the second I told you, it had just been reported.
Because all the talk now of Golden State being a contender and all that, that's gone.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts Golden State big time, because here, you know, we all thought they would be a contender, and but no. I don't think they can be without Clay.
So the news should break here shortly that Steph Curry broke his hand. That should be coming up right around the corner.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, of course, never count, you know, Golden State out, but without Clay Thompson's just such a big piece there. It's hard to replace a guy like that.
That's gotta just, like, what does that do to your psyche that you just spent a year rehabbing?
Yeah.
And you didn't even get to play a game, and you're back on a, what, from what I know about it, is not an easy rehab either.
No, not at all.
That ain't a fun one. And
yeah,
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, that's crap.
Sorry to Golden State.
I don't want to see anybody miss the season. Like, that's just,
I don't even want that to happen to guys I don't like. LeBron, who I don't like. No, injuries is not a part of sports. I don't want to see anybody get hurt so bad that they're missing whole seasons and all that kind of stuff. That's no. Unless, of course, it means my team winning the title. But hey, wait a minute. My team already won a title, so I don't need them to. Ha!
Thought you were a Jazz fan now.
Well, yeah, after my team won a title and I had to move on.
Then you switched. Oh, Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what. That's going to do it for our NBA talk here. I'll tell you what. We're going to come right back right after this. We're going to hear from our very good friends over at Strip Cam Fun, because you can have all kinds of fun over there. But we're going to hear from Strip Cam Fun. And then we're going to have a very special conversation with a man that was with us at the very beginning of Wide Men Can Jump. We promised it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear from Jeff Simmons. He'll be joining us here on this, and we're going to be talking. This was recorded a week ago, so you're going to hear a lot of...
One of the few Philadelphians I know that can tell time. Just saying.
Well, we'll hear from Jeff Simmons, and then we'll be back after that, and we're going to discuss the NFL, and we're going to look at this week upcoming with our picks, and God bless, I hope it's better than last week. So,
and a quick shot at college hoops.
Okay.
Because we got to talk about that Final Four.
Yes, we do. All right. So we'll be right back right after this. We'll talk our talk with Jeff Simmons, and then we'll talk some NFL and some college hoops real quick. And yeah, so here's our good friends over at Strip Cam Fun.
Are you tired of the same old average everyday lifestyle and the same old job that has you making less money than what you know you're worth? Well, you should head on over to stripcamfun.com. On Strip Cam Fun, there are tons of eligible men and women waiting to perform for you, and you can join in on the fun yourself. Just head on over at stripcamfun.com, where you can strip on cam and have some fun. If you get there right now, you'll get to see some of the most beautiful women, men, and whatever else your heart desires. And you can take advantage of the good times being had on stripcamfun.com. Make sure you get there right now and let them know that Wide Men Can't Jump brought you over, because stripcamfun.com is not just for everyone. Must be 18 years of older to join in on the good times. Strip Cam Fun, be sure to visit right now. It's stripcamfun.com, where you can strip on cam and have some fun.
If you've been with us from the beginning of this crazy 3-year adventure called Wide Men Can't Jump, the man joining us now will be familiar to you. All the way back from Laughcast Studios, where this whole crazy thing got started, Jeff Simmons is back.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Oh, it's good to have you back. The only Simmons in Philly that we can stomach is Jeff Simmons. And he's back with us on Wide Men Can't Jump. Good to have you back, and it's been way too long. You know, last year we did our 2-year anniversary. Chris Scamuffa jumped on with us, and I said, man, we really need to get Jeff back on here. It's been way too long. And lo and behold, you popped up on my news feed the other day, and I was like, let me send him a message. And here we go, and here he is.
Yeah, it really has been too long. And congrats on the 3-year anniversary. And I'm glad that I could be back with you guys. Honestly, it's been too long. I don't know what took so long to get us here in the first place.
Well, I'll take the blame for that mostly. Just, you know, you go through and you get into a rhythm, and then the show has kind of evolved into what it's become now. And, you know, 150, this will be our 157th episode now, and I still use the coding that you used all the way back when on the episodes, how you'd always put WMCJ, then the episode number. I still do that to this day. It hasn't changed. And I remember you started that. And recently, Tim and I went back live on the air and listened to the 76ers trivia challenge that you and TR did.
I remember that. That was classic.
It really was. Like, it's funny now to hear it. To hear you and TR going at it. It was so wonderful. But, we left Laughcast, and of course we didn't leave in a heat or a huff. It was just a monetary thing. And, you know, we still supported it and loved our time there. But, you know, since then, what's been new with Jeff Simmons in the world?
Yeah. So I guess, well, a lot's changed. Honestly, we've been, in the middle of this shit show pandemic, but
really,
but Unfortunately, I left Laughcast probably not too long after you guys left. And I would make, you know, pop up every now and then over there, but I left for Sirius XM. I was working over there for a little while, and then I left Sirius XM to go to iHeart. So I've been, you know, just making my way around on the radio airwaves.
Can we insert a bunch of whoos in there? Those are pretty big names to be throwing out there.
It is. It is. That's a big deal. I mean,
I'd say so.
I mean, the best I can do is FM. Jeff's on the XM and the Sirius, and it's a big deal. I mean, have you enjoyed? I know when you came there and were producing our show, I mean, was that kind of, you said it was like an internship or something when you started there?
Well, at Laughcast?
Yes.
Well, honestly, so it's funny, the way that Chris Gamuffa and I met was through Craigslist. And it wasn't any weird men searching men type of deal.
No showers at the Y.
The two of you had to pull a TR out of a ditch.
Well, the first time I met TR, he dragged me to a bar at like, you know, 10 o'clock in the 10 o'clock at night. Like, for those who know, can you give me a ride home? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, oh, let's stop off in this bar for a couple.
That's the TR I know.
And a couple to TR, that's at least a case.
Right.
But, you know, you're always fun on the show. You're always good to have on. And we're always glad to have you on. And again, it was one of those, we were glad that we had a producer who was knowledgeable of the product that we were putting out there and who really cared. And you really did. And to me, that kind of stuck out that, what we were doing, and we started getting bigger and better guests. I know a lot from the wrestling world that we kind of crossed over there, but I mean, before we left there, we had some pretty cool NBA names on there. I mean, Sean Grandy was on our like second episode, and we really got into it there for a while.
Yeah. And even a name that comes to my mind from this area, like Keith Pompey, who's kind of just blowing up covering the Sixers, and he does a great job. I don't know him personally, but I follow the work that he does.
TR knows him personally, and that, like, see, I could never get in touch with Pompey. Like, that was the one guy TR had on, like, standby. TR could pick up the phone and be like, hey, Pompey, we need you in a tight 10, and Pompey would be there. I send him these emails. He's like, hello, Mr. Pompey. We've been following your work with all these different sites, and he, I never hear from him. Like, we always, for our Sixers coverage now, we kind of stick with our Bucks County Courier Times guys down there, and his name's escaping me at the moment.
Tom Moore.
Yeah, Tom Moore. He's great, but TR was one of those guys, and he could just pull names, just get people on shows that I'm just like, how do you know these people?
Yeah, isn't it odd though for a guy who can barely run a cell phone, has no concept of social media whatsoever, barely. And yet he's got a list of contacts as long as your arm for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's TR. I mean, he can, you know, he's been around the Philly scene for a long time. So it doesn't surprise me that he's made a lot of contacts over the years. But, I mean, you got to love TR. He puts a lot of, passion when he does things.
He does.
When he does things.
He does. But you go into, like, how was working at Sirius XM? I know a lot of people that's like, they think that's a big glamorous job working there. And I know my buddy Joe P. Sapia, who was on the show with Laughcast, he used to do a Sirius show for Fantasy. It was like, I think Fantasy Diehards or something like that. Like, did they have you working on any specific channel? Did you have a specific thing that they had you doing? Like, how was that at Sirius XM?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the greatest content-wise. I loved my time at Sirius XM. They're, you know, but we had a small little team. We worked on business radio. So you get, you know, people talking about money and finance and you know, basically businessy type of things. And, you know, my wheelhouse obviously is, you know, music and sports. So it could be a little dry, but just, you know, learning, you know, the ropes in a serious, you know, capacity like that is just something that is, you know, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah, especially with, you know, timing, formatting, and things like that. And I do it, you know, with my job, you know, and even with a small little local FM station here in West Virginia, there's a lot of similarities, you know, because, you know, and that's the thing with radio. Everybody thinks radio, oh, you get to go talk about things you love. Well, not necessarily. Now, you're dealing with business on your end. One of my favorite things I get to do when I work is I get to read the obituaries when everybody dies. So not the most glamorous thing sometimes is the radio.
Do you think, too, a lot of people really are of the impression that radio is just a guy in front of a mic and he just kind of talks about whatever he wants to talk about?
I wish it was like that.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes to do radio. They somehow think it's just, you know, like I said, it's not, you know, certainly not like television, but it is a lot like television in the sense of, you know, there's programming and formatting and what are we going to talk about and what's the demo and the target.
Well,
and
all this even kind of, all even this with kind of podcasts stuff. You know, it's like that. I mean, because I used to format, not as much anymore, we still kind of do, but with TR I would format the whole show and send it to him. Now granted, he would lose it, but I still formatted the show and sent it to him.
You had to, though, because Tom was, it was possible that he could just go on a rant for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and you just got to sit back and let him go. That's just the way it was. He was like, and then like after Tom had talked for, you know, 45 minutes, he's like, are we close on time, Muff? How are we doing on time? I'm like, don't worry, Tom. I'll pay the extra money. It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, though, Tim, because it kind of is like, as a radio producer, the amount of prep, you know, that goes into a show before, like, you sometimes, like, a producer's there 4 hours before you go on air, and you're, every single thing that is planned out or heard, or even things that aren't planned out, whether if there's like breaking news or something going on, you know, it's everything's on the fly that you kind of got to roll with the punches. And it, producers are kind of like the man behind the curtain, you know, and we're kind of, you know, the unheard and unseen, you know, voice and face. I mean, the hosts are the face and the voice, but we're the unsung heroes of a radio show.
Yeah. And I'll take that a step farther. Not only are you, you know, you got to plan your commercial breaks out based on a timing format, because you've got certain breaks that have to fit in at certain times. You also have guests who are going to call in. You have to man all that. Any sound effects that the host wants, you've got to get, and you've got to have it ready to go. You've got to have, you know, those IDs that need to be played depending on where those are at, because that's a law. Am I right, Jeff? Like, you have to play those legal IDs. I'm not sure if that's the same on Sirius. I know for FM, top of the hour, 10-second ID, it's the law.
Yeah, usually, I mean, that is pretty much how it goes. And, you know, since I left Sirius, I went over to iHeart, and that's actually on a AM station.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, same thing, legal IDs. You got to, you know, always hit your marks because, you know, and even sometimes, especially the way if a station's formatted a certain way, like, I know mine, we have news at the very, as soon as that rolls
top
over to the 000, top of the hour, the news hits. So you got to be in and out, and you got to really hit your marks and make sure, you know, that your hosts are hitting those marks so it doesn't sound, you know, all jumbled.
And everything's planned. Even, you know, again, and I reiterate this, if you're doing a weather update, that weather update is definitely a... planned out as well. Sorry guys about that. I got a little piece of news there. Apparently there's a COVID outbreak down here. two, according to my mother. So, who knows? But, yeah, the whole thing is radio, while a fun job, Jeff, I love mine. I love working in radio, but it's stressful and every second of every day is planned. And I didn't mean to go into a radio tangent there. Let's talk a little bit about sports, because that's what people are here to listen for.
But let's get to the big question in the room, though.
Go ahead.
Has Jeff had time to work on his three-pointer?
I've actually had plenty of time to work on that. I've been working more on my golf swing than the three-pointer, but
the Masters is this weekend too. So
Tiger was pretty good today.
I didn't get to watch any of it. Of course, I have to do clinical rotations on the weekend of the Masters. My luck.
He was what, four under? I think it was. They said it was the best first round he's ever had.
Yeah. I think he finished with 3 under, and I think he's 4 shots back of the lead.
That's not too shabby, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, still the best. He won last year. He's the defending champ. So if he's starting out better than last year, I mean, that could be.
He could always have a back injury by round two. Though,
well, that course can change in the blink of an eye. Especially with the weather, and you don't know what's going to happen in Augusta. But, you know, Jeff was there when the Sixers went on the magical run. Or not Sixers, excuse me, the Eagles went on the magical run and made it and won the Super Bowl that time. See, when we were on Laughcast, the Eagles were winning. So
they sure aren't now.
But
then nobody
yes
is.
And no.
Well, they're winning the division, which is like being the nicest guy in prison.
At this point.
It's really been ugly. I don't know what a person can say about it positive, because it's just been horrific.
I've been trying to find positives about it, and it is tough. I mean, I do feel that our defense is starting to come together a little bit, and we are getting bodies back. You know, we're starting to get healthy again. So that helps.
Vinny Curry's a beast. Don't ever let anybody tell me that Vinny Curry's not a beast.
Yeah, I mean, that
son of Marshall.
Guy helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. We love Vinny Curry in Philly. Yeah. I mean, he went to the Bucks for a little while, right?
He was there for a cup of coffee. He didn't, during the Jameis era, pre Lasix Jameis.
Eating the W's.
God. He was so embarrassing. Well, now we got Tampa Tom. So
somebody had tweeted that they weren't really sure if that's what he was doing, because he didn't really know what a W was.
I'm pretty sure he meant crab legs, but at the same time, nobody really knew for sure.
Because he is pretty good at eating eyes. That he can do.
He's good at groping Uber drivers too, but we don't get into that either.
Okay, fair enough. He won't then.
But I like Boston Scott. I like Boston Scott, too. I think he's been a nice little serviceable replacement for Miles Sanders while he's been out. Obviously, Sanders is the better back, but I think Boston Scott's got a nice little future there for the Eagles. I like him.
Yeah, and honestly, in my opinion, I think he actually filled the role of Darren Sproles. Now, I know those are big shoes to fill, but he's kind of in, you know, the similar, you know, stature and has the physical likeness of him. He's a very small guy. I think he's like only 5'6", 5'7", and, you know, very quick and speedy. Obviously, you know, he's not reached the accolades that Sproles has reached, but he has been very serviceable and helped the Eagles get a win a couple of weeks ago against the Giants. Had a good game against them.
Oh yeah, definitely. What about the 76ers? Have you followed them much with the turmoil that has been the 76ers and the departure of the great Brett Brown?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't say that there's been turmoil in a couple months now that we've got Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey. I really like that. I would say, in my opinion, this could be one of the biggest off seasons that they've had so far, because I think that alone, just it was time for Brett Brown. Brett Brown, I was a Brett Brown guy, but then the last couple of years, it was just evident that it was his time to go, and he didn't know what he could do with this team. I will say that the biggest turmoil, I think, falls on the ownership of this team and how they let it get, you know, so bad for so long, and just the management, Elton Brand giving those contracts to Al Horford and Tobias Harris. They're just terrible contracts, and, you know, now they're stuck with them. But I really think that they're going to turn a corner, you know, with Doc and Daryl. And It's crazy. I'm not talking about 80s Mets here with Doc and Darryl. But
wow. Well done.
There it is.
Well, that was good.
That was.
But I think, and there's been a lot of rumblings going along. Obviously, you guys have probably heard about, you know, the Rockets being a disaster. They're a big dumpster fire right now. And there's been a lot of rumors of well, no, I wouldn't say rumors, but just speculation of would you trade Ben Simmons for you know, the beard?
I mean, I wouldn't see why you wouldn't at this point. If Houston's willing to take that, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would.
I think it's going to cost them more than just Simmons, but I mean, I think it would be smart, especially if what the rumors are saying that he wants out of Houston, why wouldn't you at least inquire about it?
Who's left that doesn't want out of Houston? If he wants out and Westbrook wants out.
Dan Tony wanted out of Houston. I mean Westbrook wants out too. And
Austin Rivers.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to trade James Harden, I mean, okay. But boy, you better get back. No offense to Ben Simmons, but you're going to have to get back more than that.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we know that. It's going to...
The fan base would revolt if you just swapped Simmons.
There's been a lot of speculation that Minnesota was in play for Ben Simmons, and I've been out on the highway holding up a sign that says, "Please God, no, no, don't need another point guard that can't shoot. I can't handle that in my life."
There's no celebrity nightlife in Minnesota for Ben Simmons. That's not going to wash.
Well, yeah. Still.
I don't think the Kardashians will like Minnesota winners too much.
Probably not.
It's not. I mean, people laugh at stuff like that, but unfortunately that has become part of what some of those guys think about is, okay, you know, what am I going to do when I'm not playing basketball? Even though they probably should be focused on basketball, but
Simmons, when he's not playing basketball, should be working on a jump shot. But
well, that's the thing is he's really quick to post on Twitter or Instagram, you know, videos and pictures of him shooting, and then just even in warmups during the pregame. And I think this is a much bigger issue, and why I kind of am glad that Brett Brown was gone, because Brett Brown was the type of coach that will hold your hand. He's not the guy that's going to get in your face. He's not going to be the guy to bench you. He's not going to be the guy to yell at you. He wants to be your buddy. And that's where I think, you know, I don't think Doc Rivers is that guy, but I at least think Doc Rivers would hold Ben Simmons at least a little bit more accountable. You know, hey, if you're not going to shoot, man, then we're going to put people in there that are going to shoot, and other people are going to run the point. And, you know, Brett would say all that, but he would never do that. You know, they tried to put Shake Milton in there at the point guard, and that was a disaster. And I would like to see what Doc would do with both Embiid and Simmons, but I don't know if they can work together.
Is it not scary, though, 3 years ago, all of this that we're talking about now was predicted by the great TR. It has all come to fruition. He saw this. He saw this mess years ago. The man was spot on about Markel Fultz. I mean, what do you do? He's been right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe we should get him to...
maybe he better sit in on the draft.
Yeah. We'll have TR with a case of Coors Light. That's what he'll get. He'll get paid with a case of Coors Light and be like, that's the guy right there.
Well, speaking of TR and a case of Coors Light, do you got any TR stories? Haven't been a guy that's around him, because this dude, he's a character.
We wanted to know if there was any truth to the fact that his consumption during some of the shows was legendary.
Oh, I mean, he would easily put an entire 30 case down to himself.
God, oh, bloody hell.
Like I said, the first time I met him, I had to drive him home and brought him to a bar.
I mean, he would tell us, you know, well, I had, you know, I mean, you could count when you'd watch the video. Okay, well, there he, or you'd hear it. You know, well, he popped another one there or whatever. But no, I didn't know it was. Yeah, I didn't know it was to that extent, though.
The one That's... guy who could keep up with Andre the Giant drinking, Tom Robinson. But yeah, now, like, and
I will say, though, that TR. So one time we did, we had a I guess we called it Laughcast Idol or Cup Muff Idol. That was one of the shows. And it was basically like a singing competition. And if any of you guys know TR, he can sing. He can sing.
Very good sing.
And I think he sang like Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I think that was one of his songs that he picked.
Why is that just so fitting?
It's fitting and perfect.
Yeah. But he ended up winning the competition because he's actually a really good singer. Now, I would like to know if you took away those Coors Lights, if you would sing as well.
Have you not seen his
appearance? He sang on National, like, or not
like
National
Philadelphia Tonight or something like that?
Because yeah, they did like a competition. Some sort of like a local version of The Voice, I guess you would kind of call it.
Yeah, he placed third, and he did,
He sang it. It was a country song, and he didn't even know he was going to, they changed the song on him. So he hadn't even really practiced it, and he still was pretty good.
I can't remember the name.
That's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, you can Chris Kamuffa's YouTube page, if you haven't seen
it. Well, I'll definitely check it out.
It was on.
There's a video of him floating around singing an anthem at some, like, an indie wrestling show. But he was really, really good. I mean, you would have thought, okay, this guy's actually done this somewhere before. And well, maybe he had, but he probably don't remember.
Yeah, he's a great singer, great guy, and he really knows his stuff. You know, whether it's sports, wrestling. Well, not that wrestling's not a sport, but you know,
these days I almost agree with you.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to find it. I remember seeing it. It was like Philadelphia Talent or Philadelphia Idol or, I don't remember.
Well, definitely check that out.
It was definitely on television for sure. Cause it's,
it looked like local, it looked like local, like cable access. Yeah. It was pretty good though. I highly recommend anybody that hasn't seen it, check it out. It's either on YouTube or Facebook or
There's
something.
There's also some pretty good, I think those are on Skamuffa's page too. There's some, videos of where him and the local guys have got together and they're like roasting somebody or something, and my god, is it it's pretty raw, but it's pretty funny.
I found it. It's Gimme the Mike Philadelphia
Philadelphia.
Yes, and he's the very first he's on there. It's like the first 4 minutes.
Is that the one where she asks him how many tattoos he's got and he doesn't know?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Which is also like vintage Tom, if you know him.
Yeah. He was he sang Be My Baby Tonight. Girl, you want you hugging and you kissing, you know, that country tune. It's
I say what you want about Tom, but he's a pretty good comedian, like a stand up guy. He can kind of do that. He can sing. He's really good on, like, when if you ever hear him on, what's the radio show he was on there with that?
Danger Radio?
No, the guy from, yeah, he was on that too, but he was used to be a guest spots on that. I can't remember, something from Tennessee. I can't remember the guy's name, but
Tony
Basilio. That's it. And they just used to eat him up when he was on there. They loved him. And then he kind of, he got a job and didn't have time to kind of do that.
Well, we'll say this with Tom. He would do the Basilio show, and it was during the day, and he would have Tim or I call him and wake him up so he could go on there and do the show.
That's
and he
true.
Would go on there, he'd go on there and kill it and then pass out for like 3 hours, go back to sleep.
Robinson, you know, if you know him, incredible. That's kind of what you get. He'll tell you, and he's honest about it too. You know, he'll tell you, hey, man, you're going to have to call me because there's no way. I can remember calling him for 20 minutes trying to get him to answer the phone.
Do you remember the time that I had to buy him an Uber from West Virginia to come pick him up?
Yeah, I do. I mean, are we allowed to tell the other story?
Let's keep one to ourselves.
Well, that's that's not a it's not an embarrassing story. It's just Tom's tech. He's horrific with the technology. It's a wonder he even answers his phone some days because he swears he doesn't know how it works. But we won't get into any details. He was applying for a job. And, well, let's just say he didn't apply for it. Somebody else did in his behalf. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. But, Jeff was there at Laughcast when we had the, we heard the first time I ever heard 10-9-8-76ers. I remember that. And the Fly Eagles Fly fight song. And, yeah, we had some really fun times, really good times back then. It was good. And that was back when I was using my crappy microphone in my garage.
You have since what? You're engaged, correct?
Oh, yes, you are, aren't you?
Am I right on that one?
I am. Yeah, we actually just got engaged on Halloween.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're still processing it and, beginning stages of starting to try and, plan a wedding during all of this crazy stuff going on, but
you want some advice, I'll help you. Take the money you were going to spend on the wedding, go to the courthouse and have a good vacation.
There you go.
That's what I say.
Except you better not say that too loud.
Don't say that to her, but
you better rethink that. So, is there any plans for Little Simmons?
Eventually, hopefully okay, down the road, hopefully not anytime soon, but yes, there will be.
I mean, you can lean on Smuffa there for that. He's still, what is he, in year two?
It's been two. Don't think it's three yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just entered year two myself. So it's a crazy, crazy world. Especially with all this going on, because my little one just turned two on Halloween. So Halloween, big day for everybody. So,
happy late birthday to him.
Yeah, he's getting huge. He's over 3 feet tall now already. Just turned two.
He's he's not a monster of a boy. He's just large, like tall.
Yeah.
He's tall. And he gets around like a 4 year old. It's crazy to see the video because he don't look like a normal too.
He's gonna dunk.
Oh god, yeah.
He's already dunking on his little rim. So we're hoping, and he's also a lefty, so that makes it even better.
It'd be a 2038.
Use the left there.
Yeah,
he should be about a 2038 Minnesota Timberwolves first round pick.
Yeah, I could see that
around there. Yeah. They'll need him, so.
They will, I guarantee it. But it's been good catching up with you, Jeff, and good to have you on. I don't want to keep you too much time. There's at least a decent football game on tonight, so we'll let everybody adjourn and go watch a little football. And we really do appreciate you coming on, and we'll get you back on again soon, even if it's just to talk Philly sports or to tell more funny TR stories, because they're always good.
Yeah, that sounds good, and thanks for having me on. It was good to catch back up and talk a little sports. So if anyone out there wants to follow me, you can follow me at Jeff Simmons Radio. And I will say that there's can't officially say anything, but there's something in the works going on with me, so be on the lookout for that.
Well, good, we're excited to see it, and I can't wait. So we wish you all the best for sure.
If I follow you, am I allowed to tweet you obnoxious Dallas Cowboys things to irritate you?
As long as you're ready to take it back,
Oh, yeah. I welcome the return fire. That's half the fun.
Well, then of course, tweet at me. Right, well, we can discuss Eagles-Cowboys rivalry.
How bad we both are.
And I'll sit back with a team with a winning record. All right.
For now.
This doesn't happen for me often, okay? Give me this.
All right, okay.
All right, well, Jeff, again, thanks again for coming on, and we'll see you real soon, man. And congratulations on everything, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. You guys wish you the best of luck, too. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Stay safe and well, man. Have a good one.
See you.
You too. Bye.
Stay Classy Meats is your online meat market where you can get the best quality meat for competitive prices. Head on over to StayClassyMeats.com and use the promo code WIDEMEN to save 10% on your order. That's right, if you head to StayClassyMeats.com, you can save 10% on your order with promo code WIDEMEN, but that's not all. Not only will Stay Classy Meats give you 10% off, they're also throwing in a free pound of Montana grass-fed ground beef. Make sure you get over to StayClassyMeats.com right now to check out their selection. Whether it be pork, ribs, chicken, steak, bison, ribeye, or any other type of meat that you desire, you can get it at StayClassyMeats.com. They are high-quality meat that you will not want to miss out on. If you like to eat well and eat clean and eat some of the best quality product out there, Stay Classy Meats is for you. Again, head to StayClassyMeats.com right now.
Thanks to our great friends at Stay Classy Meats for sponsoring the show. And thanks to Jeff Simmons for coming on. And good to have him back as always. A little walk down memory lane. Some great stories involving TR and Chris Scamuffa and all the gang from back at the old Laughcast days of Wide Men Can't Jump. So good to have Jeff back on.
I barely know who that guy is.
I know, but he's a great guy.
No, he's a good dude. Solid guy.
Now, Tim, you had some updates about the NCAA tournament you were going to bring up.
So now, what as I understand it, the NCAA tournament will not have regions this year.
Yes, they're going to do it all in the same location.
And apparently the front runner for that is Indianapolis, Indiana, which I guess is relatively central.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas Oil Stadium probably would be where they hold it.
Well, I don't know. I kind of thought about that, but then I thought, really, the stadium is irrelevant because there ain't going to be any fans there. So, because it's my understanding, it's going to be a bubble kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there ain't going to be any people there, so that's not really a Look, normally I would go, okay, Indiana, basketball state.
That makes sense.
Going to get fans, so that makes sense, but that really doesn't play into it. But I suppose somebody's probably done the math about travel and all that, and like I said, that's a good-sized city and not quite the center of the country, but relatively close. So that makes sense. That's going to be a long time in a bubble, though.
Well, especially if you're winning.
Yeah, I mean,
not longer than the NBA. I mean,
no, but we're also dealing with college kids here. So
valid. Well, I remember you dealing with that when it came to the TBT as well. So I don't know. It can be done, and there's.
Oh yeah, I won't argue that it can't be done. I mean,
but you're also going to have a lot more adult supervision there. You're going to have, you know, coaches and things like that.
You can crack down on them a little easier than you can on multimillionaire types.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that probably is in your favor. And particularly, I would think because they missed the last one, everybody is going to be gunning to make sure this thing goes off without a hitch or as little hitch as possible. And it's not until what, you know. We're still 2.5 months away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot can happen COVID-wise and all that. Who knows? Nobody does. So who knows? But
it'll all be cleared up by then. You never know. I mean,
you can't. It's not likely, but you can't throw that out either. I mean, it's quite possible the situation. We know for sure the situation isn't going to be whatever it is now. It won't be 2.5 months from now. It'll be something different, whatever it is.
Could be better, could be worse.
We don't really know. So so that's kind of interesting, though, because that's never been done before. So that'll be or at least in modern times, it's never been done. So it's going to be interesting, a little different. I kind of wonder how they're going to do it. I assume they're going to have more than one venue.
Yeah, probably. That's probably why they picked Indiana. Maybe there's an athletic complex.
I mean, at least at the beginning, I mean, good Lord, you're going to have 32 games.
Yeah. And that's usually the best is when they have all those games going on at once, back and forth. And
I mean, are they – I would think, like, if I was going to do it, I find myself 4 gyms, and I play those regions like they're regions, each in their own facility.
I mean, they may be doing that.
I don't think they've gotten to the details of that yet. But, I mean, there's no way that they're not going to – with no fans, they definitely have to figure out a way to make it television-friendly.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Which means you want to get as many games on TV as you possibly can, right? So
the NCAA tournament has every single game on TV every year when it plays.
Right, but that means that you don't really want to be – scheduling-wise, you want to keep them relatively kind of staggered like they normally do, so you can kind of start watching one and then
flip it. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, it's not beyond their capabilities, so I'm just happy to hear that there was no talk of canceling it and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was definitely excited that they're not canceling it. So that's great news. So anyway. Speaking of canceling, we should probably start canceling our betting. But
You speak for yourself, sir.
I cancel my betting after the week I had in the NFL. Luckily, the Vikings brought me one back there on Monday. But
I've done good
in weeks past. I was due a bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're not throw you under the bus entirely yet. But I mean, what's worse? You get a couple wrong, or you blunder when you bet and fall into one like you did 2 weeks ago.
All right, let's look at week 10 of the NFL.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it now?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Fair enough. I will allow that.
The Colts beat the Titans. That was on Thursday night. Colts 34, Titans 17. The Titans were up, and the Colts just went on a tear and ended up getting the win.
What I'm going to rename, I believe we're going to call it the season of schizophrenia, because
I'm with you.
There's just so much that, well, as we're going to get into here, as you continue to go down these scores of just, okay, who ever thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, for real.
Nobody. Anyway.
Well, next game, Browns-Texans. This one was one that I took the over on.
Yeah.
The over was 40, line was 44.5. Guess what? 10-7, Browns win.
Yeah, and 14 of those were in the fourth quarter. That game was 3-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, it was 3-0.
It was awful. It was terrible. And then, I don't know if you saw this. If you bet on Cleveland, the spread was 3.5, right? Nick Chubb at the end of the game, this had to be on Bad Beats, I didn't watch. Nick Chubb at the end of the game takes off down the field, running. He's got a clear touchdown to put the game away, steps out of bounds at the one, costing millions of gamblers everywhere money.
That's because the NFL had a microphone in his ear, and somebody was screaming, the spread, step out of bounds, you moron.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those type deals. But, yeah, that had to be a bad beat for sure. But, yeah, Browns win. Browns improve. They're still rolling, man.
The most hated team the most hated quarterback in the league, who everybody shits on week after week after week, and the team is 6-3.
Yeah. 6-3 and getting it done. I mean, you can't look at this team and say, hey, they're not winning. They're winning.
Well, yeah. Would you want to go back to the days of a quarterback who threw for 350 and you were 1-15 on the season, or you want what you got now?
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Mayfield had 132 yards passing on 20 attempts. He was, 12 of 20 on his attempts. Not crazy, but look at this. 19 rushes for Nick Chubb, 126 and a touchdown. Probably should have been two touchdowns. Kareem Hunt had 19 carries for 104 yards. Like, good Lord, you don't need, when you got that kind of rush, you don't need to throw.
I mean, Deshaun Watson was 20 of 30 for $163. He didn't exactly light it up either.
Yeah.
So I have to assume, were the conditions bad in Cleveland for this game? Is that why the numbers are so low?
I wasn't watching. I didn't watch the game.
I didn't get this one either, but I have to assume that the run, that's why they ran for, 200 plus. And
well, and they could, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always a good reason to do that. But
yeah. All right, well, let's move on here. Detroit 30, Washington 27. Lions win this one. They go to 4-5. Washington falls to 2-7 as the NFC East just continues to baffle people.
And the only thing I took away from this game is, and I threw him under the bus, so I have to so I will do so. Alex Smith, you remarkable son of a
unbelievable.
Bitch.
Unbelievable.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I can't believe that he's able to walk.
I didn't think he would ever play, or if he did, he would be horrific.
Yeah.
Threw for just shy of 400. Couldn't throw any touchdown passes, though. That might have been helpful. That probably would have gone.
I'll argue that really wasn't his fault. I mean,
are you suggesting that the Washington receiving corps is subpar?
I mean, McLaurin's pretty good. That's about it.
How dare you, sir?
I regret nothing. Here was one that made Nate happy. Buccaneers 46, Panthers 23. Bucks win on a big, big rebound.
Yeah, and what was looking like could have went any other way at the half. Tied up at the half, but then the Tom Brady show kicked into high gear in the second half, and that was the end. And that was the end of that. And we
Not look like sometimes, like you talk about schizophrenia, do the Bucks not look like sometimes they could literally beat anybody, and then other times they look like they couldn't get a first down if you were, you know, giving them money?
Tom Brady is still whipping the New England way of doing things on the Bucks.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we may, if we lose, we want to lose because we actually got beat, not because we did something so horrifically like they have done. I would argue at least two of the three losses where, you know, they took a ridiculous amount of penalties in a one game. Then in a, I think it was the game before this one that they lost where they just played horrifically. Tom Brady makes sure that shit don't happen 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, he does. So yeah, they put up 46 after only putting up a three spot against New Orleans.
Wait, when's the last time you heard in Tampa Bay that a quarterback threw for 340 and three touchdowns and they had a running back go for nearly 200?
Did you see his 98-yard touchdown run?
Yeah, I mean, okay, but when's the last, it was, but when's the last time Tampa Bay could ever make that claim?
Never.
Never. So never. That's the difference. Tom Brady, say what you want about him. Whether you like him, whether you think his arm is shot, whatever else people come up with, Tom Brady does one thing. He puts up freaking W's.
He does.
He doesn't wins. Always, he isn't, they're not always pretty sometimes. Sometimes you wonder how, what magic did they just pull that they somehow won this game by 23 points. But it was a W. I don't care. If I'm a Bucs fan, I'm going, thank you very much. Who are we playing next week?
Here I am. Thank you very much. Who do we got next week? We got the Rams on Monday night next
week.
We're
7-3, and when's the last time I could say that in week 11?
It's been a while.
So, yeah, all good.
All right, here you go. New York football Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles. The Giants, 27, Eagles 17. The Giants are 3-7.
Lord, what a shit show.
If you'd have told me the Giants were going to lose Saquon Barkley at the beginning of the year and still potentially go on to be a playoff team, I'd have called you crazy. But yet, here we are.
Well, I mean, this was another game where, you know, Carson Wentz has moments of awesomeness followed by 10 of not so awesome.
I mean, the Giants have won two in a row.
Daniel Jones is, I don't care what anybody says, I just don't think he's that good. Although he used his legs in this game, that was probably the difference. This game sucked.
Oh, it was bad.
It sucked. It was bad. If you're a fan of either of these teams, I mean, I guess if you're a Giants fan, you're going, oh, well, we're 3-7, but we're percentage points out of the division lead.
Yeah, that tie for Philadelphia might end up being huge.
It might be. And if you're an Eagles fan, you're sitting there going, how in the fuck did we lose to the Giants?
And decisively, too.
Yeah, and not even like, yeah, I just don't. The NFC East is just shit, and it's just that simple, and I don't know what else to say.
And one of those teams is going to be a playoff team.
They are the 2001.
And host a playoff game. Yeah.
They are the 2001 football equivalent of WCW Nitro.
Quick update here. Full, and this is something that's good. Based on the type of tear, Klay Thompson has been told he will expect a full recovery. So at least that's some silver lining. He's going to miss the year, but he is going to have a full recovery. Klay Thompson will. That just came through. So that's a silver lining.
Good for him. I mean, I don't want to see his career end.
No, me either. So here was one that was shocked me. The Packers beat the Jaguars, but the Jags battled back in the second half. Packers were handling it. It's 24-20. Jags battled back and nearly win.
The Jacksonville defense had things kind of somewhat figured out to some degree, except for the second quarter. They were a little shaky there.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he had pretty good numbers, but they kind of, you know, red zone defense and all that stuff was pretty good. They kind of kept him from, you know, they would bend but not break kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Kind of like my wallet when I'm eating, you know.
My wallet has broken many a times. I'm going to wait on this next game here. We'll skip that one. Raiders Broncos 37-12 Raiders win.
Fuck the Raiders and the Broncos suck. Next.
Yeah, the Raiders are 6-3. I may have to bow my head and say, yeah, I was wrong.
Okay, but again, when they play real teams, Jacobs
just had a monster game. Yeah, though. They
couldn't beat when they played anybody that was any good. They lose.
Still, they're 6-3. I got to give a little credit here, so I'll give a little credit.
Let's see what the Raiders do this week when they play Kansas City. If they put up a decent showing, even if they don't win,
they beat them once before.
But they put up a decent showing, then I'll be willing to give the Raiders a bit of credit.
How's that? Beat them once before.
Until then, John Gruden sucks. And the Vegas Raiders, screw that. They will forever be the Oakland Raiders, and they suck.
Dolphins beat the Chargers. How about the Dolphins, man? 6-3 Miami Dolphins. They win 29-21.
Does this mean that Tua, is he better than everybody except maybe Patrick Mahomes at this moment?
I wouldn't go that far.
At this moment. I don't mean career-wise or anything. I just mean, as of last week.
Yeah, only 15-25 for 169. Yeah, he had 2 touchdowns, but
he really
I'm not going to go that far.
To be honest, he didn't really do that much.
The Dolphins, apparently, man, the coach has just got this team buying in. Are absolutely locked in, and they are playing fantastic football right now.
Now, on the flip side, Justin Herbert did not have a good game.
No, he did not.
And then he really went and threw a whammy in it. Did you see that haircut that man got?
I missed it, actually.
Go look up Justin Herbert haircut. If he paid for this, somebody is laughing. It is the worst haircut you're ever going to see.
Let me see here, because I like Justin Herbert.
I like him, too, but he looks like a tool.
Let's see here. Justin Herbert hair.
It was all over Twitter, and people were going, oh, my God, I hope that was like a cousin he had that's in haircutting
school. Oh, my God.
Because it is horrific.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, man.
Like, this is a guy who makes nothing but money, has access to whoever in Los Angeles, and that's the haircut you got?
Here's some of the things that were tweeted. Went from stealing your girl to stealing your lunch money. Chargers to start 14-year-old quarterback versus Jets. Justin Herbert's mom, ah, honey, these came out great.
It looks like.
It looks like they put the picture at the old school backdrops. Look at this.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he got a bowl haircut. But the bowl was moving during the cut or something. It's just horrific.
He needs to take a lesson from my son on haircuts. That kid looks fresh.
So. Okay, but he didn't get a vote. That's just his parentals were.
Somebody said Justin Herbert looks like Sid from Toy Story.
It sort of does. It is not a good look on him. Oh, let's just put it that
way. Oh, somebody put a picture up of the dude from Hoosiers.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he took a lot of heat for it on Twitter, and I have to admit, it's his hair and his head, and he can do with it what he pleases.
Somebody said, did they get the doctor who punctured Tyrod's lung to fade him up?
But it is not a good look, and I almost wonder... if it wasn't an attempt at something else and it went bad, so they chopped it.
Possibly.
Because they didn't know what else to do. But yeah, that was Like, I mean, he's going to be happy to put his helmet on. I know that much.
I didn't even know I needed that, and now I didn't realize how bad I needed that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, it's not a good look at all.
Steelers ran through the Bengals 36-10. Steelers are good. Say it, they're good.
They do what they got to do. I mean, Ben is playing like he's 10 years younger than he is and no injuries. It's crazy. Guy comes off the COVID.
He didn't have COVID. He was just in contact with somebody that might have had it.
Is this a stretch for me? Are they putting guys on that list? Not because they shouldn't be necessarily, but isn't it a nice way to get... Put me on the COVID list. I was in contact with somebody. Put me on the COVID list so I don't have to practice. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to put up with all this protocols and all this shit. I can just rest for... Ben Roethlisberger doesn't need to practice for a week in the middle of the season. He's not going to die if you don't take no reps for 2 days. Right. It isn't going to make any difference.
I mean, possibility.
You know, is this like a NBA load management kind of?
Possibly. I mean, that's an idea. I mean, who knows?
Well, if it was, word's going to get out, and you're going to see a lot more quarterbacks go on the COVID list. Because it sure worked for Benny.
Well, Drew Brees and company win 27-13, but Brees goes down. Apparently, Brees got hurt bad.
Broken ribs on both sides and a punctured lung.
Yeah, so look more for Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston to be involved. And Saints fans... Enjoy, Jameis.
Is there a prop bet for the Saints game this week for over-under for interceptions?
Oh, I'm taking the over all day on that one. But they do beat the Niners 27-13, and the 49ers are falling to 4-6. Without Jimmy G, the Niners are hurting.
That's not saying much when you got Nick Mullins at quarterback. I mean, what do you want?
Like, I think 49ers would have been a great team this year if they could have
stayed. They got a lot of people hurt.
Oh, they got a lot. I mean,
and they're not getting killed. I mean, they're not getting smashed, so Saints are pretty good, so losing to them is not a bad thing anyway, really. So, anyhow.
The Seahawks lose to the Rams on the road, 23-16. Seattle falls. The lack of defense from Seattle is starting to come back.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson has come back down to earth, and he's only playing, like, half decent.
Yeah,
and that's not going to get it done when the defense is as bad as it is. That's it in a nutshell. I mean, the good Lord, the guy, they had 330 total yards. He was responsible for 280 of them throwing, and then he ran for 62. So, I mean, geez, what more do you want from them? I mean, what more can he do?
Yeah,
throw it to himself. You know, maybe he needs to start to. Throwing the deep ball, learning how to sprint. I don't know. I mean, what more do you want?
DK Metcalf's a great receiver, but they're blanketing him. So,
well, he had a whole two catches for 28 yards.
Yeah, he had Jalen Ramsey on him too. So that
teams have seen enough film now. They're okay. If you're going to beat us, you throw the ball to Tyler Lockett or somebody else. If you're going to beat us, we're not going to let Metcalf destroy us.
Yeah. And their lack of run game is hurt too. You know, Chris Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, they
their running game. He didn't even. Their running game was 113. That's like I said, 60 of it was Russell Wilson. So
yeah,
they don't really have a running game.
Yeah, they rush Collins and Dallas and Moore. So I don't know. It's rough right now. They got some questions they need answered in Seattle. They're not out of it. Definitely not, but questions. All right, let's get to this one. This was the big one. Bills Cardinals. What a game.
And again, you know, karma is such a wonderful thing.
It was a wild.
You know, who's putting money on if anybody's going to catch this Hail Mary to win the game? It's got to be DeAndre Hopkins.
Of course. Who else?
No, it just. The gods are fickle when it comes to this stuff. I mean, I was watching this game, and Josh Allen goes down the field. They score late. It's over. You know, Buffalo pulls out another one. It's over. Not so fast.
It's crazy. And you know what surprised me was the fact of they were covering guys underneath.
Well, it wasn't like they didn't. I mean, it wasn't one of those ones where somebody was wide open or blown coverage. I mean, there was, three guys all around him. I mean, he really should never catch that ball, and yet amazing amount of concentration to get his hands on it and to hold it on the way down to the ground. You know what? Some teams, that stuff just happens to some teams, and we've been saying since last year that the Cardinals and Kyler Murray have got something going on there, and it's starting to rub off because they just never quit.
They don't, man. They're 6-3. Buffalo falls to 7-3, and that was really the game of the week. Two more games to look at. Patriots beat the Ravens in a surprise in a rainy, rainy game in New England.
Lamar Jackson just got ordinary all of a sudden.
He really did. Seems that way. And the running game's not what it was. And I don't know. Ravens look questions they need answered. They're 6-3 now.
I mean, in the
Jackson had 55 yards. Patriots defense looked really good, though.
The defense looked good, and they seem to just get it done with smoke and mirrors on the other side.
Yeah.
They just don't look very good, and yet somehow they still – I mean, Cam Newton was horrible.
13 of 17 for 118 yards.
Didn't do much.
Harris had 121 yards rushing. Burkhead had 31. I mean, really, they didn't do anything incredible.
No, and yet they somehow just seem to get enough points when they really need them.
Yep.
He got them, and I guess the Ravens, well, like I said, they started out gangbusters, but they've looked pretty ordinary lately.
Yeah, for real. All right, last game of the week. It was the Vikings. It was the Bears on Monday night, and the Bears are starting to come down to earth. 500 now, and the Vikings win again.
As we said off the air, the Bears, they are who we thought they were.
We let them off the hook.
They're just kind of average. And they back.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm not buying into the whole Nick Foles thing.
Foles went out and Trubisky's hurt. And they had to put in the third string quarterback who, it was ugly. But I think what's going to happen is they got a bye week this week, do the Bears. So this is probably the best time ever to have a bye week for them. And they're going to try and.
Is Nick Foles hurt, or is he just...
He got carted off the field, so I'm not sure how bad. I'm not sure what the initial
was. What do you do? Like, if you're Chicago, do you start looking for... Do you maybe... if you're not really thrilled with, and I don't even know who the third... Tyler Bray.
Yeah, Bray is the guy.
Do you start looking for a veteran quarterback and sign him? Here,
Foles was carted off the field... the injury wasn't as serious as it appeared. He will avoid injured reserve as they try to evaluate him through the bye. So,
because they've got to stop, I mean, they've got to stop the bleeding right now. They can't afford to lose too much more or they're going to be out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, they're 5-5, which is, you know, they're two games behind Green Bay. Minnesota's been winning like three in a row. They're only a game behind them now. They better get their act together. I mean, that's four losses in a row. They better get moving or they're going to be out of it. And they don't have a team where they can rely on something else. I mean, they just don't.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, they've got Green Bay. So that's not, you know. Who knows with that game? Those two have played some doozies. They got a relatively decent schedule, but I didn't like Chicago at the beginning of the season. Even when they were 5-1, it was kind of like, I just don't.
It's hard to buy into it, but
offensively, they just don't have a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Moose and Muhammad once said about the Bears, it's where receivers go to die. So, all right. Well, that was
because they don't have any quarterbacks. But
well, we'll go ahead and take one more break from our good friends Atomic Comics and Collectibles LLC, and then we will be back with our picks of the week, and we'll call it a day here on Wide Men Can't Jump. Again, here's our good friends at Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC.
If you're into comic books and collectibles, then you are going to want to check out Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. They buy and sell comic books, action figures, Pop Funkos, vintage video game system, vinyl records, and other collectibles. Retro and vintage collectibles are their specialty. They have fair and competitive pricing on all their items. Their prices will make you say,
"Oh my God!"
Currently, they run on Facebook, and they're in the process of getting their own storefront in Logan, West Virginia. Give their Facebook page a like and keep updated on new merchandise and announcements for Comic Cons and store opening in your area. They do ship, but only within the United States at this time. Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC, where yesterday's memories are today's future. If you are looking for anything comic book or collectible wise, you are going to want to do one thing.
Assemble.
And head over to Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. Check out their Facebook page, Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC.
Thanks to our good friends at Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. Again, check out all of our great sponsors. Support us. Thank you very much to all the great sponsors, and continue to do great work with them. All right, here we go, Tim. Time for the picks of the week. Arizona Cardinals are in Seattle. Arizona plus 3.
I like Arizona.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I ain't putting any money on
that's
this
the
game.
Thursday night game.
Just saying, I like
Arizona. Yeah, I'll take Arizona as well. That's that game is tonight, actually, as we talk. So I'll take Arizona. The 3 points I like. Eagles at Cleveland. Eagles plus 3.
I've got to take Cleveland.
I'll take Cleveland as well. Falcons are in New Orleans. Falcons plus 4.5.
Now, normally I'd say Saints. I'm a little bit wishy-washy on this one, though, because without Drew Brees, that's a slightly different animal in New Orleans.
Do we know for sure if Brees is out? I'm assuming he is, but I mean, I haven't heard enough.
Yeah, there's no way he's playing a week after broken ribs. That's not happening.
You never know. Okay, yeah, he's out.
Yeah, not 1 week.
He's out at least 2 weeks, according
to me. Yeah, I was going to say maybe 2 weeks, but not one. Okay. Falcons have been playing a little better.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah, I think I lean towards Atlanta based on last week.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons. Yeah. All right, New England is in Houston. Texans plus 2.5 at home.
I kind of like New England.
This is a game I will avoid like the plague.
Yeah, but I'll take New England. Just what the hell.
I'm going to take Houston with the points at home. So they always seem to keep it close for the most part. All right. Pittsburgh is in Jacksonville. Jacksonville plus 10.5.
Pittsburgh wins.
Oh, I think Pittsburgh wins for sure.
10.5, though. Jaguars play pretty good. I guess you got to do the math on, do you think the Steelers are better than the Packers? Or not necessarily better, but what the Steelers
I'll
bring
tell you
off.
This. The Pittsburgh Steelers are known for playing down to competition at times.
True.
I'm going to take the 10.5 with Jacksonville.
The 10.5 is very tempting. I'll take Pittsburgh, but the 10.5 is very tempting.
If we're going money line, I'm taking Pittsburgh. I think they win by 7, but I think Jacksonville covers. Cincinnati Bengals are at the Washington football team. Bengals plus 1. Another ugly, ugly-ass game. Jeez.
Fucking who want to watch this? Nobody. Unless you're like, you know, Sports Follies or something like that. Maybe you want to watch it. I guess I take... Can I flip a coin? Roll a dice? How do I do this?
I'm going to go Washington at home with Alex.
I was going to say, I'm kind of leaning towards Washington, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if Joe Burrow doesn't light Washington up.
Yeah, me either. Again, I'm going to go Washington, though.
Which is why I would never bet this game.
Me either. Tennessee is at Baltimore. Tennessee plus 5.5 at Baltimore.
Oh, taking Tennessee, then.
I'm going to take Tennessee because they're coming off that, you know, the Thursday game. Baltimore had that loss in New England, so... Yeah, I like Tennessee.
I'll take the points on that one.
New York Jets at the Los Angeles Chargers. Jets plus 9.5.
Chargers all day long. The Jets are just, until they can win a game, I cannot bet on the Jets.
I think the Chargers are better than 9.5.
Yeah, I can't bet for the Jets. I just can't.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers. Packers are at Indianapolis. Packers are plus 1.5. Indianapolis.
I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I got it to go with the Packers as well. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Vikings or Dallas Cowboys at Minnesota Vikings. Dallas is plus 7.
Dallas is horrible. The Vikings have been playing pretty good lately. And I believe Dalvin Cook will eat the Dallas Cowboy defense for lunch. I'll take the Minnesota Vikings, and I'll double the bet on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Minnesota as well. I think they win that one easily. All right, so Monday night, it's the Rams at the Bucks. If I'm looking at that correctly, yes, Rams at
what happened,
Bucks.
What
Rams are
the,
plus.
What happened to the Chiefs and the Raiders?
Well, apparently the spread is there no spread on here for that game? Apparently they have removed the spread on my book. Well,
ESPN has Chiefs, Raiders, Kansas City minus 8. What's my book? Is my bookie got that game going?
Apparently they don't have that game. They're not taking bets on that one.
I wonder why. What would be the thinking behind that? Let's check the MyBookie site here and see if they...
I'll refresh it and see if it's here. I don't see it.
Well, I mean, it's because it's not like it's... I mean, it's Thursday already. I mean, sometimes
yeah,
they don't...
think they would be here.
Sometimes they don't throw
the Chiefs-Raiders is the Sunday night game, so again, it's not here.
Is it possibly on the bubble for COVID or something?
I couldn't tell you.
Because it's not on the...
No, we'll go... Let me go to Odd Shark here and we'll
It's not on... it's not on my bookie either.
No, I looked at it. I've got it here as Kansas City and Vegas plus 7.
Okay, close enough.
That's what I've got here on Odd Shark. What do you think?
Oh, I have to take Kansas City. I
don't think you beat Kansas City twice in the same season.
Yeah,
so
I got to take them, and I'll take the L. If the Raiders win, I'll take the L for that.
Last game, Tampa Bay. Rams are in Tampa on Monday night. Minus 4 to the Bucks. So Rams are plus 4.
Oh. I'll take Tom Brady's 4.
So I'll go with the Bucks because I have to. Yeah, and it's, they're 9-4. Tom Brady's 9-4 on Monday Night Football. I don't see much of that changing. So
Rams, I'm not sold on them.
Well, there you go. That's our picks for the week. That's our draft update. That's our Wide Men Can't Jump. We'll call it a week. So thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll be back on Wednesday next week. So, no panic. We wanted to catch the draft last night.
I heard, did you hear this rumor that Nick Hoff and Ed Bogus are starting a tag team?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Hofkus.
I thought they was going to call it Boggs Hoff, kind of like Boss Hog.
What? Ed's the brains and Nick is the muscle?
He would be like Nathan and Mimsy off of South Park.
Shut up, Mimsy.
Mimsy!
He's always slapping them.
Oh, no. They're great guys. We love them.
Oh, that's the only reason that we make fun of them is because we like them.
Big shout out to Armando out there who was in working his ass off.
Taking photographs that are giving me vertigo, you son of a... Damn.
And big shout out to Scott Roberts as well, who is eBaying full time now. So congrats to Scott. Go check him out over on eBay. It's Sports Deals. You don't want to miss it. So go check it out.
Dude, who else we got? Bogus, the Hoffs, Armando.
Your Canadian people.
My Canadian.
And to my very special Canadian boo. Hey, baby.
Oh, I can hear the puke from here.
Ha ha ha.
It's cold, but it ain't that cold.
Not that cold. Okay.
I forgot. I have to report in. I haven't done it yet, so I guess I'll have to report next week. I failed to take Jeff Simmons up on the Twitter. I've got to go slay that guy. The Eagles lost, so I got to go and throw some. I got to go throw some shade at him on Twitter.
Go do it.
And then we'll go from there. All right. Yeah, great week, everyone. We survived a draft again. That's what, three drafts we've survived now.
Yeah, we've done it 3 years running.
COVID hasn't got either of us yet, so that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, thank God. More sports coming next week, and who knows what else? We're gonna have a good time, and we'll dive into it.
So and hockey,
hockey's coming up.
Hockey kind of hit a wrench yesterday when the owners decided they weren't that the 50-50 share of revenue. That they're okay with that, but do the players take their share of the loss? And they wanted them to take some kind of an escrow payment or something, and the players kind of went, we don't know about that. So now we're kind of in no man's land, kind of doing the Major League Baseball thing where the billionaires are fighting with the millionaires over hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep us up to date on that. But for now, we're going to call it a day, and we'll be back next week. More Wide Men Can't Jump. Same Wide Men time, same Wide Men channel. So we'll see you next week. Everybody have a good one, and go Wolves, baby.
We need a girdle sponsor.
You're probably not wrong there.
Just saying.
The Wide Men Can't Jump, suck it
support,
in.
Support hose.
Just pull everything to the back and pin a clothespin on it.
They don't make a clothespin industrial enough for that pass.
Have a good week, everybody.
Later, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this broadcast on the Wide Men Radio Network, located at blogtalkradio.com/widemencantjump. You can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/widemencantjump. For more exclusive content only available to our Patreon members. You can find this program and others like it on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Stitcher, Google Play, FM Flash, iHeartRadio, and more. Just search Wide Men Can't Jump. Thanks to our sponsors, the Law Offices of Stephen P. New at newlawoffice.com, stripcamfun.com, Atomic Comics and Collectibles LLC, located at facebook.com/AtomicComicsandCollectiblesLLC, and Stay Classy Meats, where you can check them out at StayClassyMeats.com and use promo code WIDEMEN to save 10% on your order and receive a free pound of Montana grass-fed ground beef. Follow us on Twitter at WideJump and be sure to keep up with all the content that's being posted there. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Wide Men Radio Network.